Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. And we've been talking about the prideful up until this point. And we get into a verse today that I find difficult. And I'm not saying it's difficult to understand. I think it's difficult if we go back to the original language and try to translate. One of the things that I try to do before I turn this microphone on every day is I try to understand, at least from the idea of the original language, what this verse means. And sometimes it's easy. Actually, most of the time it's fairly easy. The Greek translation pushes an easy translation into English, but not all the time. You see, the Greek language is just as difficult as the English language is. For example, the English language has one word for love. It can mean all different types of things. It can mean like, it can mean love you like a brother. It could mean I love this hamburger, or I love this dog, or I love you unconditionally. One word, a bunch of different meanings. The same thing that you can see with the word bear. But the Greek has a lot of different words for love, phileo, agape, and so forth. And so it becomes more descriptive at times. But every now and then, we encounter a verse that's not that easy to translate. And here we find ourselves today. So if you have your copy of God's Word, let's go ahead and turn to James chapter 4. We're going to read two verses today, verses 5 and 6. We'll start with verse 5. Remember, we're on the idea of humility. We're on the idea of pride. We're on the idea of boastfulness. And we're on the idea of wanting what I want and doing anything to get it. So verse 5. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says, he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 6 is not a problem in translation. Verse 5 is a problem in translation. As a matter of fact, if I go back to some extra notes, some translator notes, it says that this is the most difficult verse to translate in the entire letter. Okay? So, and I want to read this to you. This comes from Baker. A very literal translation would be, or think you that vainly the Scripture says to envy, yearns the Spirit which was made to dwell in you, but he gives great grace. Okay, is the Spirit the Holy Spirit, or is the Spirit the human spirit? Is the Spirit to be taken as the subject of the verb, or as its object? And the same thing goes for the word envy. Is it an unrighteous desire, or as unrighteous or righteous jealousy? There are three possible translations, and different translations, and you may have one of the three, which I say that you do. They'll translate it in one of three ways. Number one, the Spirit who dwells you jealously yearns for you, and he gives more grace. Okay? Or he, God, yearns jealously for the Holy Spirit, which indwells you, and he gives more grace. Or C, the human spirit, which indwells you, yearns to envy, but he, God, gives more grace. Many of the translations tend to favor the last one. So if we read it again, maybe in a different translation than what I initially read, it could be, or do you think that the Spirit he calls to live in us tends toward envy, but he gives more grace? And I think that's probably, because I'm just going to side with somebody else on this one, that's probably the best way to translate that. But verse 6, we don't have a problem with that translation. There is no question what this means. God opposes the proud. The word opposes, it could be resist, is essentially a military term. It means to battle against. All right? To humble, however, God gives grace, or to the humble. So God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Now that's something to think about. So as you are looking at how you live every day, how you talk to other people, do you do it in the humility that is driven by the Spirit of God. Think on these things. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.